Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam and Linda Bellingham. Episode 6, Management Decision.
Bill, tell me it's a bad dream.
Thank you very much. I thought these pyjamas were rather fetching.
I mean about Joe getting engaged.
It's a bad dream.
No, it isn't.
What's so bad about it? Most mothers want their sons to meet a nice girl and settle down.
But he's not even 18.
How old were you when you got engaged?
Oh, that's not the point. He doesn't want to tie himself down. He wants to travel, be a free spirit, live a little.
That's what you think he wants.
Well, the mothers I know are bailing their sons out for minor offences and paying off their overdrafts. When they ask me about Joe, I have to tell them that he's opened a savings account.
It can't be easy.
And now he's even got a fiancé. Oh, God.
I don't know how you can hold your head up in public.
It's because I got divorced and you and I live together. I've given Joe an unstable background.
Hardly. He's lived in this house with you all his life.
I'm talking about relationships. He's seen mine break up and he craves normality.
If he craves normality, he's living in the wrong house.
Can't you see what he's doing?
Turning into the sole topic of conversation.
He's rebelling into respectability. It's a direct result of his family background.
Is that the end of this morning's edition of In the Psychiatrist's Chair?
Oh, I do hope he grows out of it soon.
So do I. Then we can all get some peace.
It's very worrying when they go through these sensible years.
Do I look like a man who can't live without monogrammed golf balls?
How many goes do I have at the question?
Why do you get the interesting letter and I get the boring mail-order catalogue?
Oh. Isn't that nice?
What?
It's a letter from Carl.
Don't know any Carol.
No, Carl. Carl Czerny. You know. Isn't that nice?
What's so nice about it? And who's Carl Czerny?
Remember that book I illustrated for him? The children's book?
Oh, The Bouncing Check.
What's that mean?
He kept turning up on the doorstep and dragging you off for four-hour lunches.
They were meetings.
Meetings don't have three courses and a plum brandy. They were lunches.
I had to find out if I liked him, if we were going to work together.
In the past, you've just whipped out a photo of the dog, and if anyone says, ah, you like them.
I didn't realise you minded me having lunches with Carl so much.
It wasn't the lunches I minded. It was the early evenings when you returned, ratty and reeling and insisting on telling me the history of Czechoslovakia.
He's invited me to Prague.
For lunch?
In fact, he's invited us both to Prague.
What for?
He's writing a new children's book set in Prague, and he wants me to illustrate it. Thinks it would be a good idea if I saw the city.
So am I invited to carry your handbag?
Hmm. Says the working sketches won't take more than a day. And he'd like to show us round the city. Well, say something.
Like what?
Well, you don't deserve to come because you're being so unkind about him.
I said he took you out to lunch. Is that slander?
I'll say we'll be delighted then, shall I?
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it?
Oh, God, you haven't been invited to Prague as well, have you?
What?
Never mind.
Duncan has organised one of these stupid management training courses.
When?
It starts next weekend.
And who's going this time?
It's quite out of the question.
He's told you to go.
I'm entertaining next weekend.
In Fandovery, according to this.
I'm not going. I'll get out of it somehow.
It's a bit like jury service, I'm afraid. If the managing director says do it, you do it.
But Duncan understands me. We've had lunch.
And no doubt you told him that if you travel more than 10 miles from Knightsbridge, you suffer a panic attack.
I don't want to spend the weekend being lectured in some drafty hall.
Well, there's no lectures. It's an exercise in teamwork.
This is sounding increasingly ominous.
It's a bit like the Duke of Edinburgh's awards.
It's going to be unpleasantly hearty. I know it.
Oh, it'll do you good.
I do not want good done to me.
Oh, you'll be out in the woods, damming streams, building bridges with your bare hands.
It's not for me. I'll be miles from anyone interesting.
You'll have Duncan watching you for signs of weakness, and probably Brian from Forward Planning entertaining you with his familiar monologue, My Holiday Plans for the Year 2000.
And I'll have you, of course.
Oh, no. I've already got plans.
Have a look at page 2.
It's a mistake.
There's only one Bill McGregor.
Oh, I'll talk to Duncan.
It's a bit like jury service. When the managing director says do it, you do it.
What have I done to deserve this?
You're obviously just born lucky.
That's not how it looks from here.
Actually, might turn out to be rather nice, don't you think? Bill? Oh, I wanted to put that there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you'd like a cup of tea.
Mum, you might have knocked.
Thank you very much, Mrs.
Please, call me Faith.
Oh, can I call you Faith?
Chocolate chip cookie, Louise.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't arrive at an awkward moment.
No, of course not.
Yes, you did.
You're behaving yourself.
Sorry, didn't catch that, Mum.
I brought my Scrabble. I thought Joe and I might have a game.
Very funny.
What is?
Joe playing, Are you serious?
Of course.
Joe only plays games for money, you know.
Please excuse my mother, Louise.
Well, if you're not playing for money, will the loser have to do a forfeit?
Mum, perhaps we're just improving our word skills.
Do me a favour. Well, Louise might be, but the only time you used a dictionary was to throw at Hannah when she said Arsenal should have won the league.
I was younger then.
Which football team do you support, Louise?
I'm not very keen on sport. But I like the Horse of the Year show.
Oh. Has Joe explained that you'll come a very poor second in his life after Tottenham Hotspur?
Who?
Oh, it's just a football team.
Just?
Mum, could you leave us in peace?
I'd like your mum to stay, Joe. These biscuits are nice. Did you make them yourself?
Of course not. No, I was a bit busy today. Baking bread?
Well, my mum makes her own bread.
Somehow I knew that.
She taught me how to do it, so Joe won't go hungry when we're married.
Which won't be for years, will it?
When we've saved up, shouldn't take long.
Of course you won't have time to bake bread if you're both out at work, will you?
I think there are far too many women out working when they should be looking after their home. My mother's never worked. She thought it was important to be at home to look after me and Dad.
What do you want to do with your life, Louise?
Get married and have children, of course. Deep down, every woman wants that, really. Whatever they say. Don't you think, Faith? Faith? Did I say something?
Hi, Mum. God, I need to put my feet up. I've been standing up all day.
But don't go in there, Hannah. Joe's in there with Louise. They're playing Scrabble.
It's okay to say they're snogging, you know. I'm old enough to understand.
No, really. I'm a bit worried. This girl's having a very peculiar effect on him.
You've said many times.
Will you keep an eye on them this weekend?
Why? Do you think they might have a Scrabble championship?
While we're in Prague.
Oh, Bill's not going to Prague.
Of course he is.
He's not. Liza came in the wine bar today. There's a management training course in Wales this weekend. Bill's got to go.
She had great pleasure in telling you, did she?
She doesn't talk to me. She was telling Dennis that she'd be away till Monday. She told him to try and be brave and not to miss her too much. You know, I think he's quite relieved to be getting a break from someone
Why
like that.
Why didn't Bill ring me and tell me he was going away for the weekend with his flaming ex-wife?
Because he's scared? No. I expect he wanted to tell you personally.
Once everyone else has been told.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hello.
Oh, champagne. Very wise. I'm going to have a bath. See you later.
Small offering, my love.
Oh, how lovely. A celebration.
I've got some news. Let's sit down.
No, not in there. Joe and Louise are playing Scrabble.
Well, that's a new word for it.
All set for the weekend?
Yes, sir, but not the one we planned.
Oh?
There's a management training course at Llandovery in Wales, and I've got to go on it. I'm sorry.
Anyone else going?
Oh, Duncan, Brian, I think, Mike, and, Liza, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, never mind.
Don't you mind?
Should I? You don't mind me going to Prague to see Carl, do you?
Well, no, I think you should go.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not jealous or anything stupid like that.
I haven't got anything to be jealous about, have I?
Neither have I.
Well, exactly.
So, that's all right then, isn't it?
Might be a good idea to have a break.
Might it? Yes, it might.
So when are you going? Tomorrow?
No. Tomorrow night we're going to Louise's parents' 20th wedding anniversary party, remember?
No.
Well, we are. It'll be nice to do something together for a change, won't it?
All right, Mum. Enjoying yourself?
Phil's just getting me a drink. Joe, I hardly see you these days. Is everything all right?
Mum, you've been watching American sitcoms again, haven't you?
What?
I know what's coming. You're very important to me, Joe. I just want you to be happy.
I was going to say, are you mad? Do you want to end up like Donald Irish?
Careful, you're talking about my future in-laws.
Why don't you do a bit of travelling? Go around the world. If Louise loves you, she'll wait.
We can travel together.
Joe, look at me.
Oh, God, here we go.
You can't seriously want to get married at your age.
We're getting married. We're getting engaged.
But it's still a major commitment. What happens to Louise? No, thank you, Donald. What happens if Louise gets pregnant? Then you have to get married.
She won't get pregnant.
Nobody can be 100% certain.
I can. Louise doesn't believe in sex before marriage.
She
thought that'd impress you.
Joe, come and meet Nigel.
I'll catch you later. Don wants to introduce me to his neighbour. He's a building society manager.
You'd better sip this slowly. Don seems to think four bottles of blue nun is enough for 30 people. I didn't expect you to laugh at a wine shortage.
Louise doesn't believe in sex before marriage.
What?
She
That's why you're laughing. There's no chance of you becoming a grandmother.
They're a funny couple, aren't they?
Oh, I'm not saying anything. I've learned that you can criticise your children, but if I agree, you turn on me.
I met Iris and Don. They hold hands all the time. Well, that's not normal when you're married.
20 years, never a cross word.
Did she tell you that as well?
Don told me. I find that unbelievable.
I thought you might.
I mean, how can people live together for 20 years and not have an argument?
Well, I suppose they must agree on everything.
That's something we'll never suffer from.
We agree on some things.
How come we're arguing about the secret of a happy marriage? Anyway, who can tell if they're happy?
Teaching her to play golf at the moment so they can spend more time together.
We should go soon. You've got an early flight and I've got to be in Wales by 11.
He's never offered to teach me golf.
You're not serious.
But what have we got in common, Bill? Well?
I'll get the coats.
No! You were hired because you're a civilian. I mean, take it easy with the Bogart stick.
Bill, wake up!
Oh, why? What time is it?
It's the middle of the night. I thought you were coming up hours ago.
I was just watching a bit of the film.
You fell asleep.
Oh, must have.
The idea was we were going straight up to bed. You said you wanted a good night's sleep.
I was having one.
But why didn't you come up with me?
I just didn't feel like coming straight to bed, okay?
What's the matter with us?
I'm suffering from broken sleep. I don't know about you.
I mean us. What's happening to you and me?
I really don't know.
We always used to go to bed at the same time.
We never got out of bed for the first month.
Exactly.
You can't expect that to last forever. Wouldn't be normal.
Wouldn't it?
Passion cools.
Bill, has your passion cooled?
Of course it has. A bit. So has yours.
How do you know?
You used to make fairly elaborate preparations when you came to bed.
Squirt perfume behind the knees, you mean?
Now you don't. Very often.
It's an awful lot of trouble to go to if you're not in the mood.
You never thought it was a lot of trouble before.
It wasn't. It was worth it before.
And suddenly it isn't.
But you don't seem very appreciative these days.
Did you want a standing ovation?
The last time I made an effort, you said you wanted to finish your Len Dayton.
I only had 3 pages to go.
If I take a lot of trouble, I expect an instant response, not come back in 5 minutes.
I didn't realise you'd take it so badly.
Rejection hurts.
It wasn't rejection. I put the book down, didn't I?
When you'd finished it. Well, why don't you put your arm round me when we're out?
Because it's flaming uncomfortable.
Well, you never used to think it was uncomfortable.
Oh, come on, then. What else am I guilty of? There's always more to come.
You don't very often tell me you love me these days.
You don't very often tell me you love me either.
So, go on, then. Do you?
The last time I felt so much pressure to make a declaration, I was sitting in front of a tax inspector.
It's a simple enough question.
No, it isn't.
So you don't, then?
Whatever either of us say now will not be spontaneous or romantic.
I'll settle for factual.
The fact is that if I say I love you, it will not alter the fact that we are going through what my mother would call a bad patch.
Is that all it is?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
Let's go to bed.
I wonder if you'll gather round me, please.
Our game model this morning centres on the delicate area of industrial relations. This fenced-off area behind me represents a factory. Miss Liza Ferrari, you are appointed team leader of the group which will play the part of the management of this factory.
Oh, jolly good. Let's go for a coffee, my team.
Oh, Miss Ferrari, it's not quite like that. Duncan here, Mr. Cousins, your own managing director, represents the leader of the workers who are on strike.
Whatever for.
And this cardboard box, Miss Ferrari, represents the goods you want to get to your public. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Cousins has a group of striking pickets outside your factory who are determined to stop you. Now, I'd like to see how you deal with this problem.
We shall not be moved. We shall not.
I wonder if you would mind terribly getting out of the way. Duncan, you've had lunch, remember?
Mum, you want to limp to the airport? I've got time. I'm not due in till before lunch.
No, it's okay, hon. I've got a cab coming in a minute.
Oh, you look very chic.
Thank you. It's new.
Did you buy it for this weekend?
Yes, I did, actually.
So what does Bill think of it?
Oh, I haven't the faintest idea. He hasn't seen it. He had to rush off to Wales at dawn.
You're really hacked off about that, aren't you?
Hannah, if Bill wants to romp round the countryside playing silly games with his ex-wife, it's nothing to do with me.
He had to go, you know that.
I can enjoy myself without Bill, you know.
All right, fine. Don't take it out on me.
I'm not taking it out on you. I've got nothing to take out. What do you mean?
I just mean that it's perfectly obvious that you and Bill aren't getting on at the moment.
Hannah, a few arguments now and then. It doesn't mean we're on the rocks.
Mm. So what's this Carl Churney like?
What's he got to do with it?
Quite a lot, I imagine.
Well, he's very attractive, actually.
Oh, yeah? Do you fancy him?
Hannah, for goodness sake.
Does Bill know?
There's nothing to know. I have a business relationship with Carl, that's it.
Why, it's dodgy ground going to stay with him.
I'm perfectly capable of behaving myself.
Yeah, well, I'm not thinking about you.
Oh, thank you very much. I suppose you think that it's impossible to have cellulite and the libido.
Mum, calm down. All I meant was that he's probably lured you over there because he fancies you, not because he wants to show you Czechoslovakia.
So? What if he has? It's very flattering.
Flattery is supposed to get you nowhere, isn't
it?
It's
my cab. Oh. See you Monday. Mm.
Enjoy yourself. Not too much.
Oh, there you are. Do you want me to give you a lift to the station?
I have a cab coming, thank you.
Do you want to know how Duncan is?
Unreasonable and hot-tempered.
The doctor said there shouldn't be any permanent damage, although it'll be a few weeks before he can resume his parachute jumping lessons.
It was appallingly rude to me.
Reason and discussion, Liza. That was the idea. You were supposed to win the workers round with your skill at arbitration.
Nobody told me that. I thought I was just supposed to get my goods out of the factory.
Handbagging Duncan was not a positive career move.
He wasn't Duncan, the managing director, then, was he? He was just an irritating little working-class oik.
Have you been to see him?
Certainly not. Let him come to me. He said some quite unkind things, you know. I shan't forget them in a hurry.
I thought he was remarkably restrained for a man who moments earlier had been vertical and in perfect health.
Are you taking his side?
Of course I am. So is everyone else.
Mike thought I handled it rather well.
Mike thinks Rambo should be Secretary General of the United Nations.
Will you miss me?
The local hospital will be twiddling their thumbs, but the rest of us will heave a sigh of relief.
At least I can spend Sunday having a long, hot bath while you lot are barging through the bracken.
Well, I'm glad to see you're being philosophical.
Why shouldn't I be? Duncan just sent me home, and that's exactly what I wanted, after all. He didn't sack me, did he?
He's not likely to sack you in the middle of Wales, is he?
So you think there's a possibility that my job might be a little insecure?
I think there's more than a possibility.
How petty. This is supposed to be a fun weekend. He's taking it far too seriously.
Liza, this is not supposed to be a fun weekend. It's supposed to be a course to test your skills as a leader and communicator. Maiming the managing director loses you brownie points, I'm afraid.
It was a bit of fun.
He's flat on his back with a herbal poultice. I don't think he finds it amusing.
Will you tell him I didn't mean it?
Tell him yourself.
I don't think he likes me very much at the moment.
Hardly surprising.
Bill, if he sacks me, I won't be able to bear it.
Liza, this is not like you.
Bill, please. I know you think I'm hard as nails.
I don't think it. I know it. The evidence is under sedation in room 206.
But this experience has changed me.
It's changed Duncan, too, and the poor bloke who was standing behind him.
You don't often see my vulnerable side, do you? Well, this is it. Oh, here's my cab.
Miss Ferrari?
Did you take the scenic route, or perhaps you stopped off to sing rugby songs with some of your friends in matching blazers? In London. Have you been to London?
Probably not.
Well, in London, there are cabs all over the place. Perhaps you need a bit of competition. My God, how long since you had the interior valeted?
Did you have a good time?
Where's Bill?
Oh, stuck at the office. I said I'd collect you. It's better than being at home. Louise is there.
Oh, so the engagement is still on?
She brought round some samples.
Of what?
Fabrics. She said she saw me in peach taffeta, whatever that means. Mum, she wants me to be a bridesmaid. I'm not doing it. I'm going to fake yellow fever.
Hope she's gone by the time we get back. I'm not in the mood to discuss wedding plans.
Yeah, well, I'm not taking you home. Bill said I've got to drop you at the office and he's going to take you out for a lovely meal. I can take your case back.
Aren't you working tonight?
No, but guess what?
Something terrible's happened to Liza.
Yeah. How did you know?
know?
I didn't, but there aren't many things that can put that ridiculous grin on your face and mine.
Well, the day started much like any other.
Never mind the prologue.
I was doing Dennis's shift because he said he had something to see to. I knew he was seeing Amanda because Liza was away, but he didn't have to spell it out for me.
Just as well, he can only spell cat.
Then, in the middle of lunchtime in the wine bar, the door flew open and Dennis came in with his rucksack.
That's a good word for Liza.
He had all his belongings, his records, everything.
So you called the environmental health officer?
Liza had thrown him out. She'd come home early from this course. Apparently she beat someone up.
I hope it wasn't Bill.
As she walked in on Dennis and Amanda and they were...
getting to know each other?
Yeah, so she gave Dennis a choice.
Disfigurement or death?
Her or Amanda. And Dennis said he wanted both, which was very brave, I thought, considering that he had...
hardly in a position to negotiate.
Well, he told her he didn't want to be tied down. He fancied Amanda, but he could still fit her in because he liked an older woman on the side.
Are you still alive?
And Dennis said she just went very quiet. And said she'd never enjoyed being part of a team and she certainly wasn't going to share Dennis with anyone. And then she threw all his belongings down the lift shaft. Isn't that brilliant? So how was Prague?
Well, not that exciting.
No? What about Carl? Did he try and pull you?
Yes.
And?
I'm here, aren't I?
Oh, so you didn't...
I think I liked it better when you thought that babies came from nurses' handbags.
Were you tempted?
Yes.
So what stopped you?
It's not easy to explain, but I'll try.
Oh, well, go on then.
Not to you, to Bill.
Liza? Liza, if you are going to throw out a perfectly excellent spread on Hong Kong designers, I would like you to discuss it with me. I do not want to find a note in your handwriting across the artwork saying I've never liked anything with dragons on it.
Sorry.
Sorry? You've never said sorry in your life.
Would you call me difficult, Bill?
Yes, I have many times.
I don't mean at work, I mean as a partner.
Yes.
But you wouldn't say I was demanding in a relationship, would you?
Well, not compared with Imelda Marcos. Although, maybe...
I'm not an unattractive person, am I, Bill?
Well, not all the time.
Bill!
Liza, you've never had a moment's doubt about your irresistibility, in spite of a fair bit of evidence to the contrary.
I have now.
What's the matter?
Dennis has left me.
Has he?
For another woman. Or rather, a complete trollop. When I came home from the course early, they weren't expecting me, and I caught them.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
They were locks in a passionate embrace on my Keelim rug. Dennis said they were looking for her contact lens.
Perhaps they were.
She dropped more than a contact lens.
And did you express your disapproval in the usual way?
I admit my first instinct was to disable him, but I remembered what happened in Wales, and I restrained myself.
I'm proud of you.
I just asked him quietly to make a choice.
And what were you holding in your hand?
Does it matter?
Anything of Dennis's?
He said he needed his freedom.
And I'm sure he meant it.
Bill, I've never been chucked before.
It's not a very nice feeling, is it?
We were a couple. We did everything together.
He was always 2 paces behind you in a chauffeur's cap.
I can't believe he's gone. He's broken my heart.
Liza, I had no idea you felt so much for Dennis. I always thought you were only interested in him because of the vineyard.
Vineyard? Oh, I do remember something.
Well, I know it's not much consolation now, but... well, I might as well tell you as you're split up.
Oh, such tragic words.
There is no vineyard. Dennis made up the story of his inheritance to win you over. He's got no money, Liza. He's broke.
Is this true?
It is.
Well, that's all right, then. I'm well rid of the... sponging little swine. Champagne! What's funny?
Oh, Liza, you never change, do you?
Must bring the engravers. First thing, I ordered him some cufflinks. I was hoping he might eventually buy a shirt. Open the bottle, darling. I feel liberated. So bad for the complexion. Crying, isn't it?
Ah, cheers.
Cheers. And Bill... thank you for saying nice things about me to Duncan.
It was just a damage limitation exercise.
You told him I had style and drive, didn't you?
You've got to stop listening at keyholes.
He said you were my champion.
I just told him what I thought of you.
That they were all nice things.
Well, sometimes I do think nice things about you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been an emotional day.
Well, here's to you.
Thank you. That's an unusual toast.
You've heard it before.
Not for many years. In fact, not since we stayed at the Ligon Arms that night. He was so hot that we
slept...
It
was different then.
Do you remember how it felt to be in love with me?
Painful?
Not all the time.
No, not all the time. There were many times...
when we thought it would never end.
Yes, I suppose there were.
The last time I cried was over you.
I didn't make you cry.
I cried because our marriage was over.
So did I.
Did you?
Of course I did. I was old-fashioned enough to think that marriages are made forever.
We were very much in love.
That's never enough.
Ever since, I feel I've been looking for someone like you.
Liza, it's dangerous to go back.
I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. Bill, nobody loved me like you did. You know how to handle me. What's funny?
I was just thinking about a certain cornfield near Toulouse when you said something very similar.
The farmer looked very surprised.
I'll get it. You pour another drink. It's probably Vic wondering if he can lock up. Okay, Vic, we're just coming.
Bill, I'm downstairs. Did you forget I was coming?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
I missed you.
I'll be down in a minute. It's time to go, Liza.
Oh, don't worry about Vic.
I'm not.
There's nearly a whole bottle left. I can't have it all.
But you always want it all.
Oh, let's get out of here. Let's go to the Villa Carlotta and sit by the window and make plans like we used to.
I've already made plans.
At least let's finish this drink.
Liza, it's time to go.
But I don't want to.
I'm not leaving you here drinking alone.
How considerate. You are sweet.
I'm not, but I don't think it would be good for your image if the staff came in tomorrow and found you slumped over your desk.
Stay with me. I have a chaise longue.
Come on.
Another time, then. Soon. I've missed you.
You get in that lift.
Come down with me.
But not be a good idea.
Remember that lift in San Francisco?
Just get in. I lock up. There's another lift coming. Good night, Liza.
Good night, darling.
Liza, look where you're going.
See you tomorrow. Ooh.
I told Vic I'd come and hurry you up. He's getting impatient.
I'm just on my way, Faith.
Hey. Liza? Was that Liza?
Yes. It's a pity, but she had to go.
In episode 6 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolan played Bill, Linda Bellingham, Faith, Belinda Lang was Liza, Julia Sawala, Hannah, Mark Denham, Joe, Melanie Hudson, Louise, and Nick Murchie, Duncan. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.